Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1009. Growth happens at our limits. Embrace It by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and then with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, just like yesterday, today's post I think is perfect given what many of us are experiencing with stay-at-home orders and this whole COVID-19 thing. And so without stealing Steve's thunder, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Growth happens at our limits. Embrace It by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We all search for inspiration. Sometimes we find it in a movie montage, other times in real-life stories. And sometimes, something awesome happens right in front of us that gives us a fresh perspective. Here's a story from Taylor, Nerd Fitness's chief wordsmith. Quote, "For about 6 months now, I've seen a guy in a wheelchair come into my gym. He comes with a physical therapist and does a variety of assisted rehabilitation exercises. He usually uses low-weight dumbbells or assistance bands. He can't stand up, nor can he walk on his own. And it looks like he's rebuilding the coordination in his upper body as well. This guy has been training alongside me while I usually am doing basic powerlifting movements. For the last 6 months, he's been an inspiration. But last week, he reached an all-new level. You see, in my gym, it's rare to see people take big lifts to failure, especially a squat or deadlift, for the few people who actually do a squat and deadlift. When I fail on a big lift, dropping heavy weight onto safeties, I definitely get some weird looks. Last week, I nailed a new 5-rep squat personal record. It felt great, like I just beat an endgame boss. Then, as I'm headed for the water fountain after my set, I saw my rehab friend. But this time, he isn't working with bands or dumbbells. In fact, the therapist isn't even assisting him. He's just coaching him. This guy was standing up out of his wheelchair without help for the first time in his training. I have never seen anybody work this hard. I watched him fight to lift his own body weight. I saw him struggle for every inch. I watched him put every last ounce of effort he had into his legs and posterior chain, and then some. He could have fallen flat on his face, sideways into the weight machines, or onto his therapist. In fact, I almost thought he was going to, but he didn't. He won. It was by far the most inspiring and impressive feat I've ever seen. In a way, it was more impressive than a 500-pound squat, a perfect human flag, or a sub-4-minute mile. And it was just his body weight, just standing up." End quote. Growth happens at our limits. This story helps demonstrate something crucial when it comes to our training. It didn't matter that he was only looking to squat his own weight or 500 pounds. In that moment of struggle, where we're aiming to do something we've never done before, we are all the same. The battle is the same. The mental chess game is the same. And the boss defeating satisfaction is the same. And years from now, Taylor's friend in the gym who just stood up for the first time could be squatting hundreds of pounds. As he breaks personal best after personal best, he gets to have that same struggle, that same moment of, can I do this? And that final, holy f***, I did it. Josh Waitzkin, world champion chess player and subject of Searching for Bobby Fischer, says it best in his book, The Art of Learning. Quote, "Growth comes at the point of resistance. We learn by pushing ourselves and finding what really lies at the outer reaches of our abilities." End quote. Your workouts should not be monotonous. Most people go about their workouts as dull, monotonous worker bees. Step on treadmill or sit down at weight machine. Dutifully suffer through 20 to 60 minutes of exercise at some arbitrary pace. Repeat. Almost all of us have experience with this, grinding out the same exercise day after day because we think it's what we need to do to achieve the results we want. But as illustrated, workouts don't have to be a grind. In fact, they shouldn't be viewed as a grind, but a new opportunity to challenge your limits. Every workout should be exciting. The awesome part? No matter where that limit is, whether you're 500 pounds, 70 years old, or an Olympic athlete, the excitement from leveling up can be electric every time. You can harness this excitement to look forward to your training, meanwhile achieving the results you've always longed for. One step further. Remember in The Fellowship of the Ring, as Sam and Frodo set off to Rivendell and eventually Mordor, Sam pauses for a brief moment at a scarecrow just a few miles outside of his home. Sam, this is it. Frodo, this is what? Sam, if I take one more step, it'll be the farthest away from home I've ever been. For many people that had been in and out of the Shire, they probably walked past that scarecrow without even thinking twice. However, that scarecrow was something monumental for Sam. It signified the difference between the comfortable, safe, known confines that he experienced in his life and the potentially dangerous, unknown adventure that awaited him. Where is the scarecrow in your life? Is it that weight you've never been able to lift for a deadlift? Is it a mountain hike that you've told yourself you would finish but haven't attempted? Is it traveling outside of the country and testing your preconceived notions of other cultures? Is it trying to learn a new instrument or making a new friend or attending an event? Safety and the known can lull us to sleep. They can help us drift instead of taking control, a symptom of good enough. They tell us to mindlessly hop on a treadmill, to aimlessly wander around the gym, to do the bare minimum. Sure, staying within your boundaries can be safer, but your growth is dependent upon what happens outside of the lines, what happens past the scarecrow. So, celebrate each victory and embrace that happiness every time you pass a milestone. And then remember that each time the scarecrow moves further away from home, you must reach even further to challenge yourself. This isn't about crossing the finish line. It turns out, we're not there yet, so we might as well enjoy the journey and do it for the love of the game. Growth happens at our limits, wherever they may lie. It's how much we can become comfortable with being uncomfortable that will determine just how much we can grow. To paraphrase Professor Barnhart in The Day the Earth Stood Still, at the precipice, we change. I want to hear from you. Where is your Shire, and what does the scarecrow represent for you? For me, it's been heavy deadlifts. For 5+ years, that scarecrow was stuck at 315 pounds, the farthest from home I've ever been. And I had been afraid to leave the Shire. So I took baby steps over the past 12 months and just yesterday lifted 320 pounds. I know when I wake up tomorrow, that scarecrow will have moved to 325 pounds, tempting me to venture further. I can't wait for that moment next week when my entire existence is focused on one tiny thing. Pulling that bar, loaded up with all of that weight, up and over my knees. I know if I can get it there, then I can get through the rest of the lift. I'm excited for the challenge, and I don't know if I'll fail or succeed, but I'm excited to try. You just listened to the post titled, Growth Happens at Our Limits, Embrace It, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, something Steve mentioned jumped out at me, probably because I'm sensitive to it with all of these stay-at-home orders. He talked about performing the same routine day after day, half asleep. Are you finding that's your situation as we continue maintaining our stay-at-home orders? Well, what if we can use this time instead to master something new or reach some of the goals we set for ourselves back in January? You remember those New Year's resolutions you set? So for me, that was one of my New Year's resolutions, to publish more. And so I'm using this newfound time to do that. Oh, and it's amazing that Steve mentioned Josh Waitzkin's book, The Art of Learning. I actually recently listened to that audiobook and it was fascinating. And to complement what Steve and Josh Waitzkin recommend, I'll share with you a quote I recently heard. Don't limit your challenges. Challenge your limits. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, where your optimal life awaits.